Welcome to this week's edition of the Odds On podcast. I'm out of breath because I'm running so late for today. How are we doing, guys? Are you okay?
Good.
Fucking banging.
Good and banging. Yeah. Good is Davey Riley and banging is Ryan Cullen.
Not literally, but
metaphorically. We spent the first 20 minutes of us here just talking about how both of us are so depressed today.
So. Why are you so depressed?
I don't know.
We're awake.
Oh, if that doesn't get you 7,000 new emo followers, I don't know what will. Why are you depressed? Well, I'm a day awake. Only in dreams can I be at peace.
Life is one Evanescence.
At Davey Riley.
Yeah, that's definitely the name of an Evanescence.
I saw three
album.
Evanescence songs on the telly last night. I
mean, because you're watching.
I had Kerrang on for like 4 hours. So
yeah, you're watching. You deserve that. The odd, the odd Motorhead song popping up, keeping it cool. So obviously, the reason you're so depressed is because of that horrific shit show of a game on Monday night. That we all watched together.
2 weeks in waiting, like international break. It's a grand international break. Liverpool at the end of this
Monday night football because they're both so terrible from last year. So no European commitments, and then that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, just the fallout from it is so funny because, I mean, neither team looked really good. And then De Gea was the difference in the end.
Yeah.
But then, like, the amount of, like, United fans going, well, I mean, it's a sign of a good team that you break down a defence. You're like, no, just, neither of them were good that day.
I think it was a very Mourinho performance.
Yeah.
That he was like, seven lads behind the ball, which is fine. I have no problem with that. When you have a pacey counter-attack.
Yes, exactly.
But when it's,
I tell you what,
Pogba and Ibrahimovic between the two of them forgetting how to play football.
I know I was like joking about it during the game, but I've looked back at the highlights since. Ibrahimovic was found out in that game.
Yeah, I watched match of the day when I got home that night.
100%.
Yeah, like, he was not good.
There's so many, it was proper defenders. Just, and it's ridiculous to say that about any Liverpool defender.
Bizarre first touches.
Oh, just
Rooney-esque first touches.
I loved his jumps for headers where he just kind of...
Up and down.
He just jumped up straight in the air. Like,
he was like a computer character.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He just gave up after, I'd say, I think it was 30 minutes. I think it was when he did that first wrong tackle and he knew he was going to get a yellow eventually.
Yeah.
So I think he was worried about getting sent off as well.
Stop him.
Did you see...
Pushing lads around.
After the match, after the match, the press conference, like, Mourinho came on and they were, like, interviewed him and he said, well, you know, people talk about Liverpool like they're the seventh wonder of the world, but they're not. They're not that good. And, I was just like, well, why did you not attack then?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Then did he say he was like, they're very boring to watch? You were like, are you joking me?
No, then Klopp came in and he said, we were crap. And I was like, well, at least he's... And then he goes, but we did get a clean sheet, so that's good. And I was like, well...
Well, I mean, from a Liverpool point of view, that is
good. Why would
you
not get a clean sheet?
That's only their second clean sheet of the season, you know? So from that, that's just him looking for the positives. But you're right. He is that type of manager who just goes to start, no, that wasn't good. It was like in the Swansea game when they won 2-1. He was like, well,
raging.
He literally went, that was very lucky.
Because at least when Mourinho won the league the last time with Chelsea, he had that, like, eight lads behind the ball, but then Hazard's going to peg it up the pitch and Costa's going to score.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas taking Rashford off was like, Rashford was the only attacking player who was doing anything.
Yeah.
And that was because him and Milner were having a nice little, an entertaining rivalry.
It was funny.
Like,
it was definitely that, it was just ridiculous that that he just kept trying to kick Milner out of the game.
Yeah.
And Milner just doesn't understand emotion.
Like, or just in a fridge,
just
like,
pain. Yeah, it
doesn't
just
understand
bizarre.
Anything.
Bizarre moves by
football's
that.
Been my whole life. That's James Milner
bringing Rooney on.
I mean,
to
realistically,
play his auxiliary right back.
Yeah, Rooney coming on was
atrocious.
It was just very strange tactical decisions.
I didn't even think Rooney played that bad when he came in. He didn't lose the ball anyway. It's just
the ball.
Can't
What's
play
he doing?
Right back when they've taken off. Firmino by that stage.
And the right back is also still on.
Double right back. I mean, I don't think it really affects. I think that was more damaging to United than Liverpool. As much as Liverpool essentially lost 2 points.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, they're still, 2 points off top.
They're still ahead of the table. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas I think it was a bad Liverpool performance. But it was a bad United performance, but it wasn't a surprising United performance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
like, it was kind of like indicative of United this season.
United have been better going forward this season than that performance would imply.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I think that was the flash in the pan rather than now. I think now is what you're seeing. I think what? Now is United for the the next 6 months at least.
I don't think it could be that bad.
What is it? Like, well, look at like,
nothing could be that bad.
I presume
Ibrahimovic will start shooting again, and Pogba might be able to string a pass together.
But Pogba was atrocious,
and I presume they're not going to play Ashley Young.
His dancing wasn't even good.
I presume they won't play Ashley Young. I presume they won't start off with a centre midfield pairing of Fellaini and Herrera.
So Herrera was good.
Man of the match somehow.
He was everywhere.
That was ridiculous.
That was the biggest joke.
How did he get man of the match? He shouldn't have been on the pitch.
I mean,
well, no,
you know he shouldn't.
No, no.
Passion, right.
He got the second yellow after he slid it on his back 20 minutes beforehand.
I know, and he died.
With his scissors.
Passion.
Unfortunately, the game was so boring that it didn't even deserve a red card.
Yeah.
Like, if there'd been a red card, it would have been like, ooh, that must have been fiery. But it wasn't
I've never left a match so angry. I don't even support any of the teams. I was just like, what?
Yeah, realistically, that was the perfect result for Arsenal. And you were still like, this is stupid.
Yeah, this is just
the end of...
Great advert for the Premier League they're always talking about. Well, there's the worst one possible.
The biggest game in the world. Like, because it is the biggest game in the world still.
Yeah.
Like, watched by probably a billion worldwide, and that happens.
Yeah, it was 300 million.
The end of the match of the two, when they were showing the game afterwards, they were like, oh, we probably should have just left it at that highlights package over the opening credits. Like,
oh, yeah.
They were just like, yeah.
BBC loving it. Yeah, BBC like, what's good?
Yeah, stayed yeah.
So, and then as a result, of course, none of our bets came in.
Nope.
No.
Well, mines were dead before that.
Yours were dead way before.
I threw on a sneaky fiver on Fellaini to get booked.
Oh, yeah, game. Yeah.
91st minute, made me sweat.
Made him sweat. He should have got it way before
he
that,
should've.
Just for his hair. yeah, then I think my treble was... Oh, no, my treble was ruined when Pochettino decided not to start Son. Because why wouldn't you? You're just still trying for the title, Pochettino. We're 8 games in. Why wouldn't you give him a rest, you weirdo?
As Kane is in.
And then he brings him on with 18 minutes to go, ruining my bet. It was an annoying day.
Yeah,
it was an annoying day when that team news came in.
I didn't get things. Singh didn't start for me either, didn't he? Oh, no, he did. Lukaku did, sorry.
Lukaku did, yeah.
He eventually did. Didn't do anything, though.
Just did nothing.
Did not score.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he score?
He scored a great goal against City.
Whatever.
Oh, he did. That's right, yeah.
Oh, he did, actually, yeah.
Nobody else got it. You see, my bet was -2 Liverpool. Well, we were far from that.
And well, you also had Aguero.
And -2 Aguero Arsenal.
Come on and missed the penalty.
Yeah.
Oh, four.
I think that's,
never
that's four penalties in a row he's missed.
Could be, yeah.
And he missed one in the week.
And then De Bruyne missed as well. I mean, Man City were unlucky not to get those 3 points.
Three days beforehand, Aguero missed a penalty in the Copa America because I was watching it as well.
That's right, yeah.
Awful
penalty taker.
Awful player.
Milner should be. Everybody needs to watch Milner for penalties.
Yeah, James Milner is good at penalties, I must say. I will give him that.
No emotion.
Yeah, no, because he's not an idiot. I don't know why professional footballers. I don't know what manager in the world doesn't go, can you just hit this low and hard and don't try and put it. Why is everyone missing? There's so many missed penalties this year where the person's
hit nine so far this
on
season?
The side of the goalkeeper's strong hand and. His side, like the perfect height, like half hit the body. Like so many saves are just like, I was like, I could have saved that.
I go bottom right every time, in case anybody's ever playing against me.
Yeah.
Bottom right's where I'm going.
Bottom right.
And I'm not going to tell you if I mean the keeper's right or my
stage
right.
Stage right or
stage right or entrance right.
I'm going to give him the eyes. That's why Ozil never busts his penalty.
Which eye is he giving me?
Keeper just stays.
Like looking over the bar. Where's he going?
That's what happened. Like keepers try and dive both ways and fucking die.
They just rip it
out.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, you're totally right though. It should just be like, it's like when, even when a center half steps up and they just drill it, you're like, what are you doing? You know how to side foot a ball.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no need for power in this.
Yeah.
Like, if you put it with a moderate amount of the average Premier League footballer's power with the side foot into the corner, that's a goal.
Fine.
The keeper's not getting
it. Low. It's an extra like 5 inches at least that he has to jump.
Yeah.
Stretch.
Yeah, which just, you can't make.
Like, and it's just... same as making a pass.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Centre back, you're passing across the near centre back, just side foot, hard.
De Bruyne and Aguero's, and a few there the weeks before, you could have actually saved them with a diving header.
Which would have been spectacular.
You would have just.
De Bruyne and Aguero took the same penalty.
I didn't see De Bruyne's one.
Yeah, they both went and kicked it at the same time.
No, but they,
like Kings like, and Beckham.
Yeah, Stecklenburg just jumped. Like, it was the same save. It was still good, but they just did the same penalty. Aguero was like, ah, didn't work for De Bruyne. Going to give it a shot.
It's that whole thing of the psychological. You know, people go, oh, will he go the same way? Will he? No, just put it bottom corner. Bottom corner.
Or just Van Nistelrooy, always top corner. Same. Van Nistelrooy always just went right top corner. Like,
yeah.
There's just no stopping it.
But you can't stop those.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
What I'd give to have Van Nistelrooy back. Current age. Don't care.
My favorite just another player to not score.
Oh, my favorite player for United. My favorite player all time.
Van Nistelrooy.
Ruud Van Nistelrooy.
Like Van Nistelrooy. Like, you're saying this to an Arsenal fan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's the biggest piece of scum on earth.
Says fucking Martin Keown here.
Martin Keown was in the right back game.
Tell us what you really think of him, right?
We're going into a 2000 and...
What? Four.
2002. Battle here. That was... Like, I cannot believe Van Nistelrooy is straight red for that kick out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he kicked him.
I don't like either of them. I remember Keown rubbing
his face.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't have been on the pitch before that. That's
jumping at his face.
Yeah.
He just jumped up and down.
He died. He jumped at his face. And then when the final whistle blew, like five of them pushed him off the pitch. And I was like, yes, kill him. Yeah, I was like 12.
Then he went in and I was like, who wants a slice of pizza, boys?
Oh, yeah. Great. That was a great day.
That was Pizzagate, wasn't it?
Was that?
No.
That was another time.
No, it wasn't.
What's wrong with you two teams? Pizza. Come on, lads.
My favorite one is when he poisoned the whole Spurs team and one.
Yeah. That is hilarious. That's one of my favorite stories. Like, that definitely happened.
My favorite one is last year when Tottenham threw a parade for the first time they finished above Arsenal in 22 years and then didn't finish above
Lost
Arsenal
on the last
in the
day
last
of the season.
They had a parade and a national celebration day and the whole club went out and everything. And then they lost it.
Because they drew the last day.
How embarrassing is that?
How embarrassing.
Shout out to Arsenal there and Ozil's fantastic finish. And then Granit's racked up his first straight red of the year.
Unbelievable red card as well.
It was never a red.
That was a straight red. I've watched
like,
back now.
Zach has taken the yellow. Oh, shit, no.
That's a straight red. He hasn't even seen the tackle.
I have seen it now.
It's incredible how people, it went back to the Sky Sports, all four of them, I cannot believe he's got a red card for that.
Yellow.
It's like
cheeky yellow.
They were like, I cannot believe he hasn't just got an automatic ban.
Oh, cheeky here yellow. We go. He's starting
the wind-up.
He should have got
he's
straight
on the wind-up.
Red, six
so
game
much
ban,
shit everywhere for
and a
stirring.
Fine. And a fine. For I would say, not even in pounds. Is he Swiss? He's Swiss, isn't he?
Oh,
just Swiss francs. Just fine him immediately in Swiss francs and go put that into an unregistered account. We don't want to see it.
I reckon he is good.
I think so it was just a nice little, it was just an ankle tap. It was a tasty little.
It wasn't an ankle tap, no.
I mean, with
his
own ankle.
He did boot him.
Exactly.
But it's just not a red card.
It is a red.
No, the guy went banging. It's one of those, I take the yellow professional foul. But it's not a straight red.
It's his own half.
A straight
red.
Yeah,
you can't just go, all right, I'll take the yellow. And then just do that.
This wasn't that. It wasn't like he
it
went...
It was the fact that he kicked him.
He didn't. He jumped. It was a tackle. He kicked him. Every tackle is technically a kick.
No,
where are we getting into
this?
I'd
have no problem with if a United player did that.
Also said Van Nistelrooy was in the right. You don't know what you're talking about.
He had
about.
A bad game and he was burned. That was his reputation. There they got him a straight red. That was
a
red.
The reputation, not the kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So the ref went up and went, hey.
What's your name again?
Reputation red.
Yeah.
We call this a reputation.
Wenger said afterwards, it was a dark yellow.
Anyway,
dark yellow.
Yeah, red.
Light red.
Apparently, it's been overturned as well.
Good.
Apparently.
And I don't like Arsenal, but I'd be surprised if that wasn't successfully.
It's just ridiculous.
Pretty funny tackle. That's sort of things
it
like
is
tackle
funny,
I put in FIFA
when he got
all
straight
the time.
Red,
so
I died laughing.
On board.
I died laughing.
You did not die laughing because you thought they were going to lose the game.
No,
Swansea did actually.
Swansea didn't. They got a goal from a Granit Xhaka mistake, and then they started throwing balls in, but and people are like, they were winning headers, and they were just falling over. Like, they didn't actually.
Really. Borjan's.
Barrow had a good goal.
Whatever your man's name is. Just the easiest finish. Just.
Theo Walcott. Here's my little 1 minute rant to Theo Walcott. Theo Walcott got two goals in that game and still managed to be the worst player on the pitch. I have no idea how he does it.
He did miss a number of open goals.
It fell to him twice in the box and he tapped it. And I was like, thank God, at least that's a bit of instinct, you know, two goals, blah, blah, blah. He was on it quickly. Then he went and he hit the post. He hit the bar. Three times Arsenal were counterattacking with 10 men. And Sanchez was up against the defender, and he just went, stay. All you have to do is stay on side. You have the whole pitch to look across, and three times in a row, he went off, and Sanchez was just screaming at him. why are you running, you like you idiot? I was screaming at the TV.
Well, Walcott, the good news is Walcott's definitely going to start the next 10 games.
No.
Because the form he's in.
Free.
Let's look at the positives. Arsenal have now won 6 in a row. 7 in a row, I think, maybe. In all competitions.
7 then.
Champions League as well.
And it'll be 8 tonight.
West Brom have drawn 2 of their last 6 and lost the other 4. Not West Brom, Middlesbrough. So, I mean, how's the game going on Saturday?
It should be like, unless he... Yeah, it depends who... Yeah.
Should be. We said this last week. 4-0, yeah. 5-0.
I want to say this, but it's been a while since we've played Aston or Middlesbrough at home. But back in the hybrid days...
They were your dodgy team, were they? Your dodgy team, was it? Like last week's team.
Okay, hold on.
Your dodgy team again, is it?
I was going to say, we beat them 8-0. 8-0, 6-0, I remember. 6-1, I remember. Like, absolutely hammer Middlesbrough. I used to always. So I used to love it. So I think we're going to hammer them. Back old style. Back at home. We're going to hit 6, I reckon.
6 goals.
Arsenal, they hit 6 now. Yeah. Middlesbrough might get 1 or 2 as well.
Can I just point out that this is where Middlesbrough is. I'm not showing it. Victor Valdez has been the most overrated keeper of the past 15 years.
Victor Valdez is
off. The most overrated keeper.
He's horrifically overrated.
Okay.
He's just passed.
Victor Valdez, in the peak of his trophy winning times, must have had about 3 saves a season to try and make.
Yeah.
I still feel bad for Victor Valdez, though.
Why?
You can't help but feel bad for him. He decides he's going to leave Barcelona.
Yeah, gets injured.
Agrees a contract. But did you ever see the injury?
It was
so unlucky. Like, you know, did you ever see what happened?
Twisted it or something?
Oh, he's in goal. Ball gets lobbed in. Like, it's just up in the air. There's nobody challenging.
He jumps.
Just jumps up and catches it. He only jumps, like, injured. Half a foot off the ground. Lands, and his whole knee just goes, and he just does his cruciate. Like, it's the most bizarre injury I've ever seen. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, no, I've left this club. It was the last game of the season. Like,
and Monaco were like, we're going to take that contract off the table.
Ridiculous.
Bizarre injuries are my favorite. Remember Canizares in the 2002 World Cup?
Was that when he punched up?
No, he dropped shaving foam on his leg and missed the World Cup. He broke a bone in his foot.
Yeah.
And then, what do you call the Rangers right back? Broadfoot,
no, I can't remember.
Yeah, he missed the old firm because... A boiled egg exploded in his face when he was making it in the morning and burnt his eye. And a boiled egg exploded. I was like,
How
does that injure you still? Yeah.
What about Zubi Zireta, the Argentinian goalkeeper, jumped up to tip a ball over the bar, and his wedding ring caught on the hook at the back of the net, ripped his finger off.
Kevin McHugh there, Finn Harps striker.
Did the same happen?
Yeah. Well, that's the guy who he put the video. You were telling me, Ryan was talking about this video of him going, I don't think I'm playing today. And it's just fingers just hanging off as he's driving to the A&E.
He tried to jump a fence. Only Irish. This is only Irish. You don't hear that. Like, you know, Toby Alderweireld just torn a hamstring jumping a fence in the countryside. He jumped the gate and his wedding ring had caught in the gate. Just ripped his finger off.
Just hanging on by like a little bit of flesh.
Paul Merson. One of those was an alcoholic.
No, that was a huge alcohol problem.
One of those alcoholics you had in the 90s. He
loads.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Valid point.
I can't argue that.
Allegedly. No, it's true.
It's a load of Arsenal. It's just Arsenal.
Pre-Wenger, it was just a fucking working
party zone.
All Arsenal. I think it was him. Was celebrating. He was in the dugout. And a goal scored. He jumped up and put his fist through the roof of the dugout and shattered his wrist.
Merson was such a mess. When he rang in sick, you remember that story? He reckoned sick to Harry Redknapp. And he was like, I'm going to check myself at the rehab. I'm feeling bad again, blah, blah, blah. And he got spotted in like Tenerife.
Brilliant.
What an absolute mess.
Top lad.
Ray Parler's the best one.
Ray Parler. Was he a party animal as well?
Oh my God. Do you remember his debut? Or not his debut. It was his debut against Liverpool.
Like he had the horrors.
It was his debut against Liverpool. And he didn't know he was in the squad. And then someone got injured in the training ground, but they forgot. Somebody told him, like, get dressed, but he didn't think he was actually it. So he went up to the before the match in Anfield and drank 5 pints in the club bar. And then he was like, you're on, Ray. And Ray Parler had to run down, get changed, go on at Anfield. He was just, I was 5 pints deep. He went, he set up a goal, right? Got a man of the match award. Got the man of the match award. And then apparently came out and Wenger's like, well done, Ray. Really proud, very happy. But... 2 weeks' wages because we know what you did. And I was like, Wenger played him drunk. I was like, you call him the professor. There's a bit of salt, there's a bit of crack in him.
Fucking love to see a player hammered out.
But yeah, Arsenal win. Yeah, there's no doubt. That'll be Arsenal top of the table after the 3 o'clock games.
Oh, Saturday. Right.
They should score 4 goals, 5 goals at least. No doubt in my mind. Should. I mean, I guess Liverpool is the other game that day, really. Liverpool, West Brom. It should be.
West Brom will definitely score, I think.
Yeah, but I feel bad for West Brom in this game because that's like Liverpool had that little blip and then they come back and should score 6. It's at Anfield again.
It's at Anfield.
Oh, it is, yeah. If it was in the Hawthorns,
all drop. That should be 6-7 goals for Liverpool because every single player, because Lallana will start again.
Yeah.
You know, when he came on against United, it was a totally different game.
So much better, yeah.
Yeah. So Lallana will start again. I mean, instead of who, I suppose, probably, well, Wijnaldum might be back in as well.
Chan
will be dropped, you know.
Manny.
Even though, like, see, the thing is, Klopp loves Chan. That's the thing. And he did actually play okay.
Chan, I thought, played well.
He's just a bit off the pace, I thought. But anyway, yeah, Liverpool again. I'm going to say same as Arsenal. I think it's going to be 5 or 6 goals.
No, I don't think it'll be that much.
What do you think?
1-0 Liverpool.
Yeah, I think it'll be a narrower win.
1-0.
It's Tony Pulis. Tony Pulis.
He's not playing.
Tony Pulis doesn't get hammered unless it's in a bar after the match.
Unless it's 5 points in.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, no, they will win. They will easily win, I suppose.
Yeah. City don't play till Sunday. And then Tottenham are the early game. I mean, technically, I suppose Tottenham can go top in that early game. But again, it's Burnley at home. I mean, they're just...
No, Bournemouth at home.
Or Bournemouth at home, sorry. Yeah. I mean, they've been really good.
Bournemouth?
The last 6 games, I hate to say this. Since Arsenal prick came in.
I know it was only Hull, but Jesus, every time they went forward, they scored.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, last season I always watched them in every game. I really liked them. Stanislas, I think he's really underrated.
Yeah.
I think he's just seen as a championship player.
Yeah.
But he's really good.
He's such a championship name as well. Junior Stanislas.
Such a championship
Junior
name.
Junior Stanislas.
Like, Stanislas got 17 and 11. Who?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, where are Bournemouth in the table?
Wilson's back as well.
They're 11. So I guess Bournemouth, actually, you know what?
They can go
Bournemouth
top.
Win by 5, they can go above United. but I mean, if they win, they go 8th in the table, which wouldn't be surprising. I mean, what have they got? They've got in Tottenham. Tottenham are just terrible.
Yeah.
At the weekend, like, aside from not having Son. But I mean, they've beaten Everton. They beat Hull last week. They drew at Watford, but that was more surprising.
Boring.
Yeah. And then they lost to Man City, but that's whatever. So, I mean, they're winning games. And Tottenham beat City, but then they've drawn 2 games since.
Yeah. They're very bad there against Bayer Leverkusen as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of, Tottenham should win, but it's an early game. You never know what happens in the early games. I'm going to say a draw on that one.
Oh, I'd love that.
I think it's going to be 1-1.
That would be great fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a 1-1 game.
Yeah?
The Tottenham one. Yeah, I can't see anything more than that.
I have a bet on that game.
Oh, so is it part of your bets?
Yeah.
Right, we'll come back to it then. Okay. Liverpool-West Brom, yeah, definite win. I'm going to say by 3 goals at least. You're saying narrow wins?
Yeah, narrow wins by 1 or 2.
But Arsenal, you're saying
both teams
win.
To score in Liverpool, the one would be a good one there.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good bet. And then that brings us to the second park the bus of the week.
Yeah. Two parked buses attacking each other.
You know, you wait ages for a bus to come along and then they both park up at once.
Yeah, there you go. Right at Stamford Bridge. Right up there.
Yeah. The return of Mourinho to the only place where he's massively, massively failed. Like, I just think this is going to be...
I wouldn't say failed.
Well, yeah, he did fail.
Yeah,
he left when they were in a relegation battle. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
I'm talking about since the only place he failed.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He did amazingly well, but then that was it. It was like the only place Klopp has failed is when he left Dortmund that time.
Yeah.
You know? So I just think it's going to be almost an action replay of Monday night. Because I think Chelsea were really good when they won last week. Like, they were really good, but they were against a really bad team.
Yeah.
You know? I think this is good. There's going to be too much. emotion, not just for Mourinho, but for those players as well, those Chelsea players who will A, maybe be trying to prove him wrong, or B, just like they still love him, blah, blah, blah. But I just think it's going to be so boring. It's going to be the worst. It's going to be a worse Super Sunday than the Super Sunday last week, which had one goal. Or no, I had loaded five goals. Yeah. But it was atrocious, like games. I think it's going to be so boring. I would say, and I'm my bet goes totally against this, but I think it's going to be like a nil all. Like nil all or maybe one goal.
I just don't remember the last time United were involved in two nil alls in a row. But also,
I think it's
Mourinho is now the manager.
It's going to be an absolute goal fest.
Well, that's what my bet is for, actually. Yeah.
Just like I just
have a bet on that game as well.
So yeah.
Yeah, I just for the laws of averages, you can't do that to me.
But they're not thinking about you, Ryan.
They should be.
I mean, realistically, of this Anfield sign, they've got a photo of you.
They can't go on board. Like, I'd say
Think it's going to be a goal fest, okay? So where are the goals coming from? So Chelsea side, they're coming from Costa.
Dominic Solanke.
Hazard.
Dominic Solanke on Paddy Power is the second favourite score for Chelsea at 17-10.
What?
Anytime. He's not even on the Ladbrokes app.
What?
I don't know who Dominic
Solanke is. I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Well, he's ahead of Batshuayi and Hazard in terms of favour to get first goal.
I don't even. That sounds like a Championship Manager made up person.
He's just been slipped in.
It's been a mistake, yeah.
It's been a mistake. Yeah, yeah, definitely. But I'm going to go. Yeah, like, I mean, okay, so yeah, who have you got? Costa, you've got Hazard, you've got Willian.
He won't be back.
He won't be back. Okay, so you've got.
He won't be
Pedro.
Pedro, oh God.
Oscar. I mean,
Oscar. I mean, you're looking at Hazard and Costa.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not going to keep them quiet, I don't think there's goals from Chelsea.
I don't think they'll keep Diego Costa quiet.
He's just. But I think he's.
Oh, Eric Bailly's going to fucking have him in his pocket.
No, that's the worst type of thing. I think them two. No.
Oh, Vidic too. Absolutely.
Vidic too. He means like Vidic Mark too.
Oh my God.
And then with United. I mean, where are the goals coming from with United?
Rashford.
But does he like Rashford?
If he plays up front.
Like Rashford? It seems like he just doesn't like him.
Rooney?
Rashford? Rooney. I think he does.
But why, like,
he
it's
does
just
now.
I just don't, like, I mean, obviously Ibra's going to start, which is it's just a terrible move.
I think the Chelsea defence doesn't have a huge amount of pace, so I think...
Yeah, but the United attack doesn't have a huge amount of pace.
No, but I think it'll suit Ibra better, because...
Yeah, he did well against Southampton. That kind
of. But it's not like the Liverpool defense had a ton of pace.
Actually, Lovren.
Yeah.
Speedy gone Lovren.
You know, it's not like they had a ton of pace, and they were able to handle him. I just think he's. Let's talk about Ibra for a second. I think he's being completely found out. I think if he doesn't have tricks now, he's not scoring.
He's going to score in this game.
But with a trick, maybe. But I think he came in and everybody's like, "Whoa, Ibra!" And then he got with 3 and 4. And he was like, that's 1 in 5. That's his record now.
Yeah.
Walcott's outdoing him.
Walcott's outdoing him.
Oh, God. Come on, there's no defense there.
Milner's outdoing him. You know what I mean? I think people are double teaming him. And he's, unfortunately, the system just that United are playing. Yeah, that's what I mean. He's playing up front on his own. And that's not him. He's never played a team on his own. Like, look at all the teams he's played with. He's always had somebody partner him.
It's a 4-4-3-3.
Yeah.
It's always actually part of a three, usually.
It's always part of a three, and they don't have that United.
Well, he's trying, but he's not really.
So it's...
Rashford sticking and running out, and Wayne Rooney trying to... And Paul Pogba, what was he doing?
Pogba, I mean, like, I don't... My head is like, there won't be goals, but my bet is 100% against that. Like, my bet, I think there'll be loads of goals. Like,
yeah.
I hope there is.
Yeah.
But... I'm going to go, I don't know who's going to win, but it's going to be 1-0.
You're going to hate my bet. I think. No, I can't remember. Oh, no, I changed it.
Well, let's say, what do you think this game's going to be? You're going to go United.
I have United as -1.
Well, let's go with what your head
Before you arrived, I was like, what do you think are -2 United,
oh my
Ryan?
God. Yeah.
He's like, no, 25-1.
Oh, my God. Was it 25-1? Yeah. At Stamford Bridge. Incredible. So like
United -1.
I would love that to happen, but it won't. But you think United win, obviously.
Yeah.
Ryan?
Oh, either 2-1 to Chelsea or 2-2?
To United.
2-2. And United will claim it as a massive
Bishop
victory.
Desmond 2-2 is going to score the winner.
All right, well, go on. Let's hear your bets. Let's go. We'll go you first, Davey.
I have a fiver on that.
Fiver on -1. Yep. What is it, 8-1?
Double check now. Yeah, about that. It is.
I mean, unfortunately,
13-2. So I think. Yeah.
I think if anybody's going to score, it's going to be Chelsea.
Oh, 6.5. Yeah.
I just can't. They're just like, did how many shots did United have the other day? One on target.
Nah.
What? One? Was it one on target?
Stats, man. You can say what you want with them. So
there's one on target, don't you?
Yeah.
Stats, you can say what you want.
The other, again,
my favourite moment of the other night was you going, well, that's another shot on target from a deflected Ibrahimovic side foot.
All count.
So where did the carriers
stats had. Stats are important.
I'm a big fan of that in FIFA. Racking up the stats shot at half
target.
Time.
Shot on target. All count. 40
shot
on target.
Shot on target.
Shot could only talk Pogba 60 shots from outside the box to get one for yeah. score one of them for France. So
that's true.
You can get all those 60 shots in one game.
That's what Ronaldo does.
That's what Ronaldo does, yeah.
But my other bet then.
What was the odds on that? Was it 8-1?
13-2, so 6.5.
Okay, yeah, okay.
5 on that. And then, do you want my other bet then?
Of course.
So, it is a double over 3.5 in Bournemouth Spurs.
Okay.
Okay.
And also over 3.5 in City Southampton.
Over 3.5 Bournemouth Spurs. That's, oh God, what's that? 5-2? 3-1?
11-5.
7-5, 2-1, okay. And then what was the other one?
City Southampton over 3.5.
Oh, that's probably only like 7-4 or something.
5-4.
5-4, yeah, okay.
So together, I don't know, fiver, 36 quid, so 6.2-1.
5-6-1, okay.
6.2-1, yeah.
I mean, that Tottenham one, I can't see that coming in.
Ah, be grand.
Unfortunately, that needs an early goal. That needs a goal within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I forgot it was the early game. I hate betting on the early game because it just fucks the weekend then.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but if you're going to bet on the early game, I always think it's good to bet on goals.
Yeah.
You know, because they're just mental, those games. You know,
it's never
nil. Yeah, we should say as well, actually, speaking of a game that you don't know what's going to happen, we did also have a bet on. I had a bet on Burnley just to score on Sunday. And Burnley are so terrible at football and life that it was 9-4 just to score. Like, that's atrocious for a Premier League team. But then Ryan, at the same time, had €2 on 3-1 with Charlie Austin to score first. At a tasty 66-1.
It was like throwing money away. I went, something mental.
Trying to clear his account.
I just went, yes, serious. There's 190 left. Just whatever's left. Scorecast, we don't have one of those. Charlie Austin. It was 0-0 at halftime.
0-0 at halftime. The bet was not coming in. So yeah, 40. Yeah, I think that needs an early goal. That one, the Bournemouth one. The City one, I think going to be. I think it's gonna be 4-5-1 to City. Yeah, exactly. Goals. I think Southampton will get one or two, but City unfortunately will score. They've had their little blip now. Yeah. They'll score 4 or 5 at home. That'll be it. Yeah.
Their blip is still a score draw.
Their blip, yeah, exactly. Their blip is still. We should have won. We missed 2 penalties.
Yeah.
You know, we were very unlucky.
Had the game of his life.
Let's hear yours, Cullen. Let's hear what you've got lined up here, the big money man.
No. This is sensible.
I should also say I'm nearly into my dipped all the way into my reservoir now.
Oh my God.
I've only got €40 left in the profit that I can use.
Oh. And you're going to go for it?
I'm not going to use it all.
Yeah. This week, because it's strange this weekend, I've went with a treble. Straight out wins just.
Oh, right. Okay.
Tottenham to beat Bournemouth. Everton to beat Burnley. They're all away teams, by the way.
Wow.
Stoke to beat Hull.
Yeah.
Stoke to beat Hull. Everton, Burnley, Tottenham thing. And that comes in at 8-1, €5.
It's all right. Tottenham's the only weak one there, I think. I think Everton and Stoke should be guarantees. Tottenham's the, again, so purely because of the early game.
Everton are playing Burnley, is it?
Everton's playing Burnley, yeah. They're all away. Tottenham, Everton and Stoke, they're all away. So that's why it's kind of decent. Like, Stoke is 7-5.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just because it's that kind of fixture, you know? But, I mean, Hull and Burnley, for me, are relegation favourites. They're the
really?
Ones right in there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Burnley are all right.
They just can't score, though.
Yeah, they've only got good defense.
They've only got 6 goals so far, you know. 6 goals is not enough to not keep you out of a relegation battle, no matter how good your defense is.
Yeah.
And their defense, unfortunately, isn't great either.
on a different note, then I've went with 11-1, €5, over 3.5 goals in the whole Stoke game and over 3.5 in the Chelsea game.
A double?
Oh, there you go. The Chelsea United game, over 3.5. All right. Well, I'm doing one bet.
Just one.
Keeping it real.
Right.
Over 3.5 goals, Chelsea United.
Huh?
They're totally going against what I think is going to happen. And Liverpool -2. That is 9-1.
Double is 9-1?
Yeah. €20 on it. Straight in there.
Balls deep.
Yeah.
Balls deep.
I was so tempted to just come in and go €10 on Chris Boyd first goal. And that was it.
That's it. Just drop the mic. Sorry about
Can
your
you
equipment.
Imagine? No, what are you doing, Ryan? We're trying to win this.
I did atrociously in my fantasy league last week. I had, after 7 players played, 11 points.
Ooh.
I didn't even look. Wow. I had De Gea in my goal, so I got a few points from him then on the Monday night.
Yeah.
But then I had also Firmino and another Liverpool player, I think. I can't think of it right now. I got 28 points for game week 8, which is astonishingly bad.
I had 54. I got 54. Lukaku captain, you know?
Lukaku captain.
Yeah, got the goals. Oh my God. Got the stuff. But like, yeah, the league itself is...
I'm down to 14th now from 7th. Lewis Matthews is still top. You are now, Davey, 53 off. Rob, fortunately. But you got 5 back on Davey. I mean, that's the important thing. Realistically, you're catching him.
Yeah, I mean...
Realistically, you're catching him.
Where's the league here?
Well, we're right beside each other now. I'm 1 point ahead of you, right?
Yes. Clawing my way back.
Clawing your way back.
My way down
The top person, ooh. Lewis Matthews, is top.
Dermot Ward has dropped off. He's down to 9th.
Yeah, no. Way down there now. How far are you behind us then, Davey? Hold on, let me see. You are 199. So you're 196 behind Ryan.
It's 2 weeks.
Nearly there. 2 weeks.
George Boyd, captain, is going to get the 6.
I almost like, and it started off so well for me as well because Aguero didn't start and I had Iheanacho and then he just acted like he was at home in bed. He just did nothing at all. Just atrocious.
I remember my greatest fantasy football day was when I had 3 strikers and 1 got a brace and 2 got a hat tricks. I remember it was Adebayor, Jermaine Defoe and someone from Arsenal.
Well, I mean, the worst thing for me is that if I hadn't have had David De Gea, I would have had 20 points.
No.
He got me a third of my points.
And his drab 0-0 draw.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous. And also the worst thing is that there was 19 points on my bench. Silva, Azpilicueta, and Cahill.
Oh.
That's funny, though.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, there will be... we've decided on what the prizes are going to be for Christmas, right?
Yeah, Steve Bruce's novelizations.
Steve Bruce writes novels. Yeah. Does he still write them?
No, they were in the mid-90s.
Right, okay.
Striker.
Oh, they were football ones. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and all the teams are like Muddlesfield. You're like, all right, so this is about when you paid for Huddersfield, is it, Steve? I'm never going to tell.
Yeah, Mon United.
It's Woolwich. Manchal United. It's, yeah, like,
oh,
he's,
my God. It's like sensible soccer.
It's like Pro Evo. I was going to say, it's like Pro Evo. Yeah,
Pro Evo.
It's
Pro Evo, yeah, yeah.
Roberto Larcos.
It used to be amazing. No, who was the it was the Italian one. Who was the always one? No, Baggio was something like that. Or Butatista. Gabriel Butatista. Instead of Batistuta.
Faku instead of Cafu.
Yeah. Oh, God. So, yes, keep an eye on your points. Tweet us in your predictions for this weekend. The big game, obviously, is Man U v Chelsea. We'll be tweeting while that game's on. We won't be together, though, boys. A Monday night tradition has already ended.
Yeah. I'm going to be in London. In London, somewhere near Stamford Bridge.
Listening. Listening to the commentary. I can't hear him in there, lads. I can't hear him.
I think there's been a goal.
There's been... Whoa!
It's probably standing.
I'm going to be in London as well. I'm going to be at the NFL game.
Oh, cool.
We should totally pretend we're going to meet up.
Yeah.
We should totally be like, hey, let's meet up and get a coffee in London. Oh, the place that takes 2 hours to get anywhere. Yeah, see you then.
It's the most impractical city
yeah.
in the world.
I hate
people
London.
Are like, oh, you're going to be London this weekend? Yeah. Oh, just give me a shout. You live the... I could go to Cork and back. Yeah, all the time
yeah, yeah
to
exactly.
To,
exactly. Like, yeah, I'll be in Twickenham till 6. So your flight's at 9, I know.
My flight home on Sunday. Yeah.
So I know all the details. You won't be there, Ryan.
I'll be
Boom.
Having,
He's like an oracle.
I'll be having the time of my life.
I'd hope. Yeah, tweet us in your bets. Tweet us in what you think is going to happen. Don't forget to change your fantasy Premier League team because Lewis is now in the lead to win that amazing Steve Bruce
He's in
novel.
The driving seat.
He's in the driving seat. Lewis Matthews.
Soon.
Do we know who Lewis Matthews is? It is. Keane McGarrigle is the highest placed name I know. Comedian who's 8 points off the lead.
Oh.
So that'd be good if he won it because it would save us on posting packaging.
It would.
I'd still post it to him.
I'd still post it to him. I don't want to meet that guy.
But get it sent to his local post office so he has to go and pick it up.
Yeah, Kane. Send it to his Kane, credit if you union. Win this, and we're going to make it a living hell for you. Just so you know that.
You can follow the boys on Twitter. Davey is on.
At Davey Riley.
And Ryan is on.
The real Donald Trump.
Why can't you just ever.
Just one time. Just one time.
Just that's it now. That's what you get. At the real Donald Trump is Ryan Cullen. You can follow Rob, our producer, on, what is it, Rob? Is it a Sentinel Audio, where you can listen to also the other podcasts that he is delightfully producing out there. I'm at A Stanley Comedy. Thanks for listening. Share, tweet, Facebook, do all that stuff. Share it around and follow Donald Trump. Bye.
This show is part of the Sentinel Audio Podcast Network.